Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd.
It's been
cold. Johnny. Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN.
Gotta love CCR, huh?
Is this better?
Oh.
It's good.
Love.
This is way before you were born, though, Chris. So I was surprised you were able to find it.
What are you talking about? I don't care about when something. If it's good, it's good.
I didn't know you were aware of it, is all I'm saying, because it's like
CCR?
Way,
are you kidding me?
Way before you were born. Way before. This is like 70s, man.
Have you ever seen
it's a good tune.
Great. It is. It's great.
He's one of the few. He went solo. He did a great job, too. John Fogerty.
All right, Scheman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Before I get into what I really want to talk about this hour, and by the way, coming up this hour, we'll talk a little preview with Southwest Florida high school football playoffs starting tomorrow.
Alex Martin
will be here.
Yep.
Marcus Grant next hour from the NFL Network, talking fantasy football. Rick Harrell will be here, and we'll register another winner for our Stream Song Resort golf outing. You don't want to miss your chance there. Chris, you said... Disneyland? Was it Disneyland? Disney World?
Disney World.
Disney World.
So that's the one here. I always get those mixed up.
How could you get it mixed up? You lived in Los Angeles.
I know. I always mix it up Disneyland or Disney World. I went there all the time.
It's like sacrilege if you
I
go down here. You go into Disney World and say, Disneyland, there's like a fake lightning bolt that will come out of the sky.
I just called it Disney. We're going to Disney.
Which one? Super Bowl?
What are you doing
in
there?
We just got our 99.3 ESPN golf balls in.
Oh, no.
I need some.
Let's check these out. Wonder what he dropped his keys, which he's using as a razor blade to cut open the box of golf balls that we're giving out to our qualifiers from our Stream Song Resort golf outing. How they look?
Get a sleeve. Let's tweet them out.
Yeah, let's tweet out a picture.
Ooh,
how we looking? Now, how many we give away to our winners? So just a box there.
Like, I got you. Don't worry.
I'm just curious.
Don't worry.
How's it look?
That's nice.
How's the logo?
Nice Callaway.
It's a good golf ball right there.
This is horrible radio, but it's good for me. I want to say, okay.
Well, Chris will tweet it out. Hold on. We'll tweet it out. But yeah. All right.
So I had a question. So anyway, so the Magic Kingdom is, it closed its doors at 4 o'clock the other. I always wondered how that worked out because from time to time you hear of celebrities buying out the place and shut it down.
Rent it out.
You know, like a Michael Jackson type, even though not Michael Jackson, because
he had
Never Neverland. Oh, well, I'm looking at these up close and in person. I almost hate to use them.
Chris is like, one sleeve for you, four for me.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Sleeves for you.
These Callaway ones.
Yeah.
Nice logo on there. That's nice. ESPN, Southwest Florida 99.3 FM. That's good. Here's the problem. See, I would lose mine. I kind of want to keep them.
Yeah, don't play with it.
Yeah.
Just,
it's for show.
Right.
Put him on the ball holder on the outside of your bag.
Exactly. Yeah.
Punch
him
in there.
Right.
I'll do that.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Thank you. This is exciting. I like these. So, how does it work when Disney wants to shut down its operations?
They kick everybody out.
I know, but like.
Still have to have workers there.
No, but what I'm saying is, what if you and your family had decided that day you're going there? You drive up there, you
call ahead.
I'm sure they'll say, okay, this. If you have a Magic Kingdom pass right now, it's good to get in any other Disney park today.
Yeah.
They're just closing the Magic Kingdom. You can still go to Animal Kingdom,
because they would shut down Disneyland in Los Angeles once in a while with like a movie star, musician wanted to shut it down for their family.
Yeah.
Like J-Lo wanted the park for a day. But it would tick me off if I didn't have a heads up, because I mean it's a hassle to get there. It's like a 2-hour drive into L.A. traffic, and you got all that money. You plan the day, and then boom. Oh, sorry, we're closing the park at 4:30. J-Lo needs.
So I've work. Actually, my kid wants to go for his third birthday.
Right.
So I want to go to Disney.
Okay.
Like, all right. Talk to the wife.
Yeah.
We're gonna pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like $650 a night for a room.
It's insane.
It's unbelievable.
$650 a night?
Yeah.
For those hotels? Now, does that include?
Well, that's one. Okay, so my kid is obsessed with monorails. So we have to stay at the Grand Floridian, the Polynesian, or the Contemporary.
Right? Right.
Right. So,
does that include entrance into the park for the day?
No, that's the hotel.
It's $650 a night
that's
for the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh, heck, I'm never doing that.
That's a lot.
That is steep.
I don't know why we can't do. I said this in 1978, the first year I went and stayed at the Contemporary. Why can't we have monorails throughout the entire country? Why can't that be done?
Well, you got them some places. There's one in Miami Beach.
Yeah.
That kind of will take you around the Miami Beach area.
Yeah.
I mean, but you've got like the subway system in major cities. Yeah. It's basically the same thing.
The Orlando Airport.
Oh, the Orlando, the Dallas Airport,
yeah,
the Atlanta Airport.
Oh, you know, the airports are a ton of them. I get that. I'm just saying, why can't we like get one straight?
They're a bit costly. But no, I that would be good. That'd be a good thing.
East coast to the west coast.
There you go. Just have it ride along I-10.
I-10, I-70, whatever.
I'll be all over it.
There was a proposal I was just reading about today. I think it got passed. A high-speed train from, was it Miami to Orlando or Miami to Tampa?
Oh, really?
It's a great idea.
You know, they have the Acela ones in the Northeast that go from New York, Boston, Providence, Philadelphia. That I've been on one. It's quite nice.
They're supposed to be.
So instead of taking a 3-hour, say from a 3-hour ride, would probably you cut it in half to an hour and a half.
Supposed to be one from L.A. to San Francisco, but they've been talking about that for 20 years. They'll never do it. By the way, speaking of political stuff, do we know who won our governor or senate race in this state
they're
yet?
They're recounting because it's less than it's. God, I hate politics. I really hate it.
But those were some razor-thin majority. I mean,
yeah, except in 17,000 votes for governor, so they have to recount because it's by law they have to do it.
And what about the Scott Nelson Senate race? That also was razor-thin. Is that a done deal? I don't know.
I keep reading stuff about now, I mean, Florida and a recount.
Yeah.
Let the jokes begin.
Right, right.
But I think if it's within a certain margin, there has to be a
recount.
One half percent.
Yeah.
And both of those races, I think, are within 1.5%.
They are.
So they're not done yet. Wow.
All right. Yeah. How about this little nugget real quick? Dirk Cutter, coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here's a candy bar
Sports.
I haven't thought of in years.
Thank you.
Tossed out a bit of honeys today to the reporters at his press conference because somebody left him a bag of them at present on the podium after he mentioned liking them on his radio show. Now, bit of honeys, you talk about a Charleston Chew, taking your fillings out.
Yeah,
candy will take your fillings out and then some.
Yeah.
You could suck your whole face back into
You'll
one
lose
of those
a tooth.
A bit of honey?
Yeah. Bit of honey.
I don't think I've ever had one.
It's an overrated candy.
Very overrated.
It's very difficult to eat.
It's
hard
taffy,
and chewy.
More hard
than chewy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a orange and yellow and blue wrapper, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
And it's like a light brown rectangle that you put in your teeth and lose your gums.
Yeah.
Fillings.
I've seen the wrapper before. I've just never thought I'm going to go through the hassle of opening it and eating it.
I haven't thought about that in that candy bar in years. Yeah. It's not even a candy
bar.
They
used to advertise heavily on TV.
Huge. Huge.
Yeah. All right. Given that the election day came and went, Jimmy Traina is the name of the guy that wrote for Icon Sportswire. He has some post-election thoughts. 10 sports policies that need to be implemented. So I thought I'd run them by you guys.
Cool.
I haven't seen
this list.
I liked most of these ideas. Some of these things are topics we've done on our show before, so you all will probably agree with them. But here they are in no particular order. And I already know how Chris is going to feel about this first one. First one on his list should allow props for celebrating touchdowns. He says Michael Thomas
Absolutely.
Should not have been penalized. You score a touchdown, you should be able to do whatever you want, props, whatever. That's your moment. You did it.
Yep. Completely agree.
I say there's no I in team. I don't know what that means.
I don't look. I let them. You want to have props? Have props. I really don't care. What I took offense to was, first of all, it's been done before, and more importantly, it's one thing if they were up by 30, I wouldn't have a point. You're in a very tight game and a very important game, and you just cost your team 15 yards. That's what I'm most upset about.
Yep.
If they're up by 3 touchdowns, I don't care. But in a close game like that, and you pull that, I mean, that's, you know.
If Josh Gordon did it, he'd be cut on Monday.
If any Patriot did it, they'd be cut on Monday. Anyone not wearing the number 12 or 87, they would be cut on Monday.
Yeah,
I'll throw 26.
And maybe only 12.
I'll throw 26 in there as well. I don't think Sony Michel, they tend to like that guy.
All right.
And by the way, you see Burkhead is off IR?
He is, but he's not eligible to play till December, I think.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, how about the next one on the list? Sports policies that need to be implemented right away. Either get rid of the DH in the AL or use the DH in the NL.
Use the DH in the NL.
Yes, thank you. It's so stupid
ridiculous.
To make the pitcher hit.
It's ridiculous.
It slows the – it's just – it's bad.
Would it make games longer?
Well, I guess it doesn't slow the game down.
No, because there'd be no more stupid double switches.
But you'd have – it wouldn't be so quick to get an automatic out all the time either. It might backfire and make the game longer.
But again, we don't care about the length of a game if it's entertaining.
Yeah.
We didn't have a problem when Red Sox-Dodgers went 18 innings because it was a good baseball game to watch.
Okay. All right. Well, the gist of this, though, is make it uniform. Decide one way or the other.
You have to.
We don't need American League and National League rules anymore.
No. And it's because it's not fair in the World Series where teams are built in the American League. I don't care who it is and have to go. And that it's not right.
Well, it's not only that now, but when you talk about interleague play, I mean, back in the day, there was no interleague play. Then we got to a point where you had a couple of weeks each season. Now, there's an interleague game going on pretty much every day of the season.
Yeah.
So now it's really messing with the outcome of the 162.
And when it started, I believe they used to have the visiting team. So if the National League team was in the American League ballpark, you would have to – the pitcher would bat for the American League.
I always thought it was the opposite. The home field had the rule.
I could be wrong. I mean, it is in the playoffs and everything. I thought initially that's the way it was, just so it would give American League fans a different view of the game, you know, and National League fans the same thing. But also a cost job. I mean, I can't believe all these years a collective bargaining agreement doesn't have it in there. Because you're losing jobs in the National League. Guys can get extended careers being a DH.
All right, we've already got a couple of texts on both of these that we've dropped already at the Stony Brook Golf Club text line regarding the props for celebrations. Start the play clock right after the touchdown, and as long as they get their celebration done before they get flagged for delay a game, let them celebrate.
I like that. That's not bad.
I'm good with that.
That's reasonable.
That's not bad at all.
And I can even agree with the next text from the 239. I totally disagree 100% with you. Pitchers hitting makes it more exciting and an interesting game. That's fine. If you want to do away with the DH, I'd be okay with it. Just let's make it uniform in baseball.
Ain't going to happen.
And are we getting tired of saying, well, it saves jobs in the players' union and all that? We got to have DHs.
Does it? I mean,
fans want to see hitters. They don't want to see pitchers.
I agree with that.
That's plain and simple.
Okay. Here's the next. If you're just tuning in, these are 10 sports policies that need to be implemented immediately. The next one on the list, ban all three-person broadcast booths. You don't need three people to tell you what's going on. Two will be just fine. What do you think about that?
Totally agree.
Three-man booths get a little annoying sometimes.
A little.
Now, we don't. I'm trying
now,
to
now, is
think.
Monday Night Football technically a three-man booth?
No, see. Or would well,
we
yeah,
have,
it is.
Would
yeah.
we have more booger cams to get around it?
I don't know. See, back in the day, the Monday Night Football booth used to have three guys upstairs.
Yeah, it was Howard Cosell, Don Meredith, and Frank Gifford.
Well,
and
even all through the years, I mean, when Tony Kornheiser was doing it. Yep. And
Rush Limbaugh.
He was up for that. He was.
No, he was Sunday Countdown, wasn't he?
No, but he was considered for the booth. For that, he didn't want to do it. Dennis Miller did it for a while.
That was
Can
awful.
You imagine if that happened now?
Dennis Miller
it would have been about the same reaction back then, too. I'm going to
really?
Tell you
that. Yeah. I didn't have my finger on the pulse back in the day, I guess.
Exactly.
I think it worked back then because it was special. Monday Night Football was different back then.
Yeah.
And it worked. You never felt like, except when Howard was drunk sometimes. But other than that, you never – I mean, that was a good – they were funny. The chemistry was good together.
Here's one I have not really spent a lot of time thinking about, but I read it and it popped, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? We need to do this one. Get rid of college football's down without contact rule. You know, if you fall down, you're down.
I agree.
Let's make it like the NFL. If you can get back up, let's go. Let's do this.
I totally agree.
Just because you fall down making a catch doesn't mean you're down. But
or at the very least, on special teams, on a kickoff, if a kid's knee hits the ground by accident, don't call him down.
Yeah.
I agree. I hate that rule. Why is that? I mean,
is that a safety thing?
So they say.
Is it? Okay.
So they say.
All
yeah.
Right. Before we continue with the list, let's welcome Jay's opinion from Fort Myers. He's got a thought on the DH and MLB. Jay, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. How are you?
Hey, Jay.
I'm doing good, guys.
All right. So, what do you think about the DH, one way or the other?
But you know what? The DH is it's either one or the other. Just make up your minds. Have the pitcher bat or the DH. Just make up your minds.
You don't have a preference one way or the other?
No. I don't care.
just make it even,
make
Steve.
It one way or the other.
All right.
You wouldn't rather see.
All right, Jay, thank you.
I think that's how everybody feels.
Yeah.
Let's quit with this stupid 15 teams play this way, 15 teams play this way. We're going to have half the league set their roster playing with the DH, half their league holding an extra pitcher. It's ridiculous.
All right. More of these top 10 sports policies that need to be implemented right away. The Super Bowl should be played on Saturday. It's a no-brainer. I don't believe the ratings would suffer going from Sunday to Saturday. The game is too big to take a significant ratings hit, and that, of course, would give us a day to recuperate instead of going to work the next day. I had a slightly different view on that. I think if and when the NFL adds the 18 games, we push it more into February. You got President's Day that Monday. Have the Super Bowl that weekend on Sunday, and we all have Monday off. Unless you're in sports talk radio. I'm just saying.
All right. Super Bowl Saturday, I suppose. Or then you're going to get the other one to say, well, start the game at 4 o'clock.
I'd be down for that one.
That's 1 o'clock on the West Coast.
I don't care about the West Coast.
They do.
But I don't.
That's where they get their money.
That really doesn't factor into anything I think about. Time zones.
Because you're in your own little world. Bubble. Yeah. Like Jerry Jones.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Champagne celebrations for winning wild card play-in games are not allowed. Fact. I agree with that. I'm tired of those. I think we should get rid of those.
Well, what are you going to do?
Don't celebrate. You haven't won anything.
Oh, don't celebrate. I agree. I think most teams are getting it right now. It's the ones that haven't gotten in for a while.
Okay.
Although I don't know, but no, you're right. It is over the top.
Yeah, I mean they celebrate for everything. They celebrate with champagne in September when they clinch. Then they do it for the one game play a wild card game. Then it's too much. Too much drinking. All right, this one I have no opinion on. Jim Ross was called Monday Night Raw. I don't know. Is he some guy?
Who's Jim Ross?
I don't
know. I mean, wrestling fan is going to be really upset with us right
probably,
now.
Probably. I'll take that one on the chin. That's the way it goes.
What's he mad at? What's the wrestler?
Jim Ross must call every Monday Night Raw. It will never make any sense that the WWE has access to the Vin Scully of its sport, yet doesn't use him. I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah, you recognize this guy. He used to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Here's one that we may also want to consider, but it probably will never happen. No timeouts allowed in the final 2 minutes of an NBA game. It gets frustrating. You're running back and forth, clock winding down, timeout. Next play, timeout. Next play, timeout.
How are you supposed to sub offense, defense?
You don't.
Let it roll.
Let the clock wind down. Let's get some action.
No, I understand. I get the frustration, but that's never, ever going to happen.
Should it.
All right, now this one, I'm not sure if this still applies or not. Okay, it says get rid of all blackout rules. This is when with Sunday ticket black, but you can.
They have. There are no blackout rules in the NFL anymore.
There aren't anymore.
They're done.
This is poorly written. I don't think this is thought out.
Now it might be.
He says if you live in New York City, for example, and pay $300 for NFL Sunday ticket, you have to stream your local games. That's not right anymore.
No. That's not accurate.
That's totally inaccurate. And the last one on the list: ban all-star games. Players don't care. Ratings, fans don't care. Nobody cares. They're useless.
The baseball one is still the best one by far, and it isn't even close. But all the other ones, yes, they're useless.
The
NBA all-star game is useless because the way they've made it used to be challenging. It used to be fun. Mm-hmm. It used to mean something. Now it means nothing.
The NHL all-star game is
boring.
Like the 3-on-3?
No.
The 3-on-3 is kind of a cool
It's better, yeah, but it's like, you know, the divisions are
I like the draft. By the way, and the best thing about the NBA all-star weekend will be the draft, which is televised this year.
They are going to draft the
team. That's the best part. You're right.
And I've got one more rule.
Yes.
Allow PEDs.
That's an interesting conversation. It is. It's like, all right.
I got no problem.
Or at least HGH.
Yeah.
Well, they already do. Well,
you can't test for
you
it.
Just allow it. Like, let's just go out there. We've got all this technology at our fingertips. Why are we making guys in 2018 play the same way guys were playing in 1918? It's ridiculous.
Okay.
Let them do their thing.
It's up for discussion. Listen, I've argued long and hard that the steroid era in baseball saved baseball. When you had McGuire and Sosa and their chase and they were all roided up, that saved baseball. Was dead
it
at
was.
That time.
They never recovered after 94.
Yep.
The sport was in serious trouble. Yep. The Blue Jays really, it took them over a decade to get that. They were You know, they just went back-to-back World Series. They had one of the best teams in baseball in 94. The strike happened.
Yep.
They didn't, it took them a decade to recover.
All right, let's go to the phone. Steve in the Cape. You're out with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you, Steve?
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
So listen, I think this DH thing is going to eventually be just a simple financial decision, right? You don't want pitchers you're paying $30 million to standing in a batter's box having a hard baseball thrown at their head. Like, eventually the owners are just going to say, get these guys away from a plate.
Look, I understand, and then you have the other the purists who are like, well, if a pitcher, you know, beans somebody in the American League, doesn't have to face him in a bat, and that's a, you know,
it's a legitimate argument.
It is, but okay. Fans don't want to see pitchers bunting, swinging, not swinging at all, as most managers say, just say stand there, you know, stand there and take pitch. That's boring. Get the DH unified.
239 says Sammy did roids.
By the way,
his skin also naturally turned from black to white.
Yeah, have you seen him lately? He's got a different look about him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's his fault or not. 774, if you have Sunday ticket, you can't watch your local game on it. You have to watch it on the local market channel. Yeah, I know that. I mean,
but you can still get the
big
game,
deal?
Right.
You leave the 700 channels and you go to your local channel 8 or whatever. It's not that big, mm-hmm. but you still get them. So anyway, yeah, interesting conversation. So anyway, that's what this guy would do to change all the rules in sports. This other one, 239. West Coast gets the rest of the season. Sunday night football, Monday night ends at a decent hour. So who cares if we mess with the timing of the Super Bowl, basically.
Dez Bryant wearing the number
88.
Okay. Breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
I think people want to know.
Yeah. Well, if they want to buy the jersey, they do.
Right.
Okay. Now we know. Pete doesn't think he'll be there at the end of the year, though.
I think it's a 50-50 chance he won't be.
I think I'm more curious from the production end. Will he be a hothead on the sideline? Probably. It's probably a pretty strong veteran team that can handle that. So, I don't know. I think he'll make it to the end of the season.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, it's a good gamble by the Saints. They needed a number two receiver.
They did. Yeah.
So it's a good gamble by them. But you had to wonder why it took so long. Well, I know they were banged up.
For the whole league?
Yeah.
I can ask that question. I agree with that. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more phone calls. 239-337-ESPN. Randy in Fort Myers wants to talk a little Super Bowl. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
What's up, Randy?
Hey, fellas. I never really thought about this one before. I always figured because the Super Bowl was on at the time it was for ratings, which I'm sure that factors into it, but they want to do it. They want to put it on Sunday as late as possible because if they put it Saturday, they would lose 24 hours of, you know, all the hype. You know,
no question about it. It's a money issue. It's a money issue.
Yeah,
everything like everything else.
Rules.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Randy. Thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Randy.
A lot of different thoughts on the 10 sports policies that need to be implemented immediately. All right, you want to keep on talking? It's 239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get somebody else registered for our Stream Song Resort golf outing. Two nights there and a round of golf with us. I'm looking at these brand new Callaway 99.3 ESPN golf balls. They look very nice. I've got a sleeve here in my hand here checking them out. They just got in, so we'll get them to you. And then your name will be put in a hat for the final drawing for the final places. And we'll have some fun out there at Stream Song. Also, coming up in just a bit, we'll talk some high school football, Southwest Florida playoff start. Alex Martin will be here talking to Marcus Grant from the NFL Network. Some fantasy football. Get your questions ready next hour. And Rick Hara will join us as well. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
As we roll on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN.
Alice had some, he had some great ballads, too.
I remember school's out for summer.
Remember, and you know, I never cried.
I can't remember. He had another. I thought he was kind of like two really big hits.
Cried. Oh, yeah. I Never Cry was a huge hit.
He's a good golfer.
Is he really?
Yeah, he really is.
I didn't know that.
He plays in that Reno tournament.
You mean the Lake Tahoe one?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I've been to that one 3-4 times. I never saw him there, but it must have been before my time or after my time.
That was before, enough. Yeah. Okay. You were there before he was famous.
No. He was famous a long, long, long time ago. In fact, I remember he was famous when I was a kid, and he made an impression on me first time I saw him because he always had...
Is that why you wear eyeliner?
He always had eyeliner dripping down his face, and that was the first time I realized that maybe occasionally dudes would wear makeup. That was the first impression on me of that particular scenario.
Yeah, you were on TV. You've worn makeup.
Yeah.
Lots of times.
Never eyeliner. Just base.
Nope, not eyeliner.
Just a good base.
I hated that crap.
Anything to help your eyelashes?
No.
No?
No, I didn't think of my eyelashes.
A little rouge?
No, nope. Never
hair
rouge.
Hairspray and freaking base nonsense.
I look good, though. All right, let's talk about serious things here, which will be the first time today, an hour and a half into the show. Alex Martin is with us. We're going to talk some Southwest football.
By the way, anything Chris says today, I'm just going to take it because there's a chemical imbalance going on because of his freaking
stomach. It really
is,
man.
So he gets a pass.
Something's happening.
Alex, when you were driving in today, could you hear in Chris's voice, he's just on the edge. He's not feeling, he's something, he's just cantankerous today.
There's got to be something up.
Yeah. No, it's just, what's up?
It's the endorphins mixing with the mycetones.
It's the bread. It's the bread. You haven't had bread in a couple weeks. I'm telling you, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he did. Should be soaking up all that acid. All right, so we're talking before we got on the air here, Alex. 14 teams in the Southwest Florida area are in the postseason, and we're trying to gauge whether that is like a normal, because we've only lived here a year and a half, 2 years. Is that normal? Is that a lot, in your opinion? A little more than normal? And if it is, that bodes well for high school football in this area.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's higher than average. There's a lot of teams that made the playoffs, especially in 6A Region 3.
Yeah.
Riverdale is a 7A team in Region 3, so they're higher up school. We'll be carrying them against a 9-1 Bloomingdale out of Valrico, which is a Tampa suburb. They are a team that is kind of split both ways. They can throw it. They can pass it. Riverdale approaching 4,000 yards rushing on the season.
Wow.
They got a chance to do that on Friday night, tomorrow night. Wow. They just have to get 8 more yards. Should be pretty...
Oh, that's
should be done deal there. My big concern is for Riverdale is that this is probably one of the best teams that they've seen all year. Mm-hmm. And if they get down early, will they be able to methodically run the football like they do?
Yeah.
Because their passing game, we haven't really seen a lot of it. There's not a lot there that we've seen in the three games that we've carried them. They've just been running the football and just beating teams that way. For the other teams in the area, Naples is playing Lehigh tomorrow night. That is a 1-8 in 6A. Barron Collier goes to Fort Myers tomorrow night. North Fort Myers goes up to Largo in Tampa. Immokalee goes to Dunbar. That is a 5A matchup. Dunbar, a district champion over Immokalee, who started out the season very, very rough.
Yeah.
And then the smaller schools, LaBelle is in, Bishop Vereau is in, and then St. John Newman is in as well. Those are the teams that I can think of.
Pete, before you jump in, I want to throw out the phone number to our listeners. Yeah. I mean, this would be a great time if you want to ask about your local school or whatever, any questions you may have. Now would be the time to do it at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Well, so far, Alex, this year, give me what team that's in the postseason from Southwest Florida. What team is there that you didn't expect to be there? And what team isn't there that you expected to be there, if any?
Well, I got to give it to the Red. The team that I was kind of surprised about was the North Fort Myers Red Knights. They started out the season 1-2. They finished out 6-3. They really came along after losing a lot of talent last year. They lost their backup running back to Bishop Vereau, who's doing great things there, Terry Lindsay. None of us thought North Fort Myers would be able to be as solid as they are this season. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are a sixth seed. They're going up to Largo tomorrow night, but the fact that they made it in was really a shocker. And a team that we thought would be in but isn't in is Golden Gate. Golden Gate started out the season 5-0. Then they faced a rough patch where they faced three teams at the time with two total losses.
They were killing teams, too, weren't they? Yeah. Weren't they blowing people out of the water initially? Yeah, if I remember some of the scores.
They blew out Immokalee in week two.
Yeah.
They won by about 30 points. They just faced that rough patch of Barron Collier, Naples, and Riverdale at the time combined two losses, which is that's a tough patch in the schedule. It's kind of like what LSU had this past month.
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
We're talking high school football here with Alex Martin in studio for this segment. If you have a question about your favorite team, it's 239-337-ESPN. You know, we spent a lot of time talking about Riverdale. We've had many of their games on here that you guys do on 99.3 ESPN. But if I'm not mistaken, this is a team that hasn't been in the playoffs since like 2010, hasn't won since like 2005. What was different this year? What made them get over the hump?
I think it was Coach Delgado's message that he sent to the team. This is a team that is they've been a power run team. They've had Cole Schneider, who's at UCF now. He's their starting right guard. So it's their message has been pretty much the same. They've gotten the talent over at Riverdale to do just that. Mm-hmm. And also, I think a lot of the guys are playing inspired because of the now-deceased Zach Polzenberg, who passed away over the summer due to, a heat stroke. The way I'm looking at it is that Delgado's got them playing for him. All the guys are buying in. They got four or five guys that are almost in the 1,000-yard mark, which is unreal. The defense looking... Defense is looking solid, too. The defense is playing inspired. They got guys playing both ways. I think this is just a team with a lot of chemistry.
Yeah. 317 says, how did South Fort Myers do this year? Both my younger brothers were on the Sammy Watkins team.
South Fort Myers did not fare too well. They were, I think they had one or two losses, or one or two wins, excuse me. We've covered them. We covered them three times this year. Mm-hmm. They didn't really look that impressive. Again, just the that team's very young. They're going to be good in probably 2 years or so. A lot of the guys on the team are sophomores.
And of all the teams, all 14 teams that are in it, Naples is the only one that got a number one seed, right? Mm-hmm. Taking on Lehigh. Let's kind of talk about their season a little bit.
Naples has been very, I don't want to say impressive. They've been just blowing out teams. They played Barron Collier 2 weeks ago for the district title in 6A District 12, and they beat them 25-9 without Chaz Malusi, by the way. The Chaz Malusi sat out the game, foot injury. Coach Kramer didn't want to risk his postseason availability, so he puts in his number two, Elon Somali, runs for 279 yards. It doesn't matter who Naples has at running back. They have the athletes to do pretty much whatever they want on offense. Kramer can draw up a lot of different things. It's pretty much a run, pretty much like a run offense for the most part. They don't throw it a lot, but throw it when you need to.
512 says, who is the best high school football player to watch in the local area for these playoffs, in your opinion?
Again, it's got to be Chaz. I mean, we haven't seen anything like him in a while, ever since Sammy and Carlos Hyde. Chaz is only playing about two or three quarters, or on average, probably about three quarters a game.
And still, like Tua.
He's like a Tua. He essentially is a Tua. And he's still the leader in rushing yards for the county outside of Jensen Jones, who goes to St. John Newman.
Yeah. Speaking of St. John Newman and also Bishop Vero, a plug for the Catholic schools. I'm Catholic, so why not? Both couple of number two seeds. Which one of those two do you like better making a run this year, Bishop Vero or St. John Newman?
I got to like St. John Newman more. Mm-hmm. St. John Newman has, again, Jensen Jones. He can throw it. He can run it. He's over he's well over 2,000 to all purpose yards by himself.
Yeah.
He can do it all. He's got the guys around him. He's got good guys on the perimeter. Bishop Vero, they're more of a one-dimensional offense. When we covered them, they were running they were just power football, shotgun. It was kind of run and gun offense with Josh Vogelbach at head coach there. They got two guys, Jocelyn Mira, Terry Lindsay. They both can run. It's kind of like a LeGarrette. Remember the Patriots a couple years ago? Yeah. It was kind of like a James White running down the field, LeGarrette Blount powered in. It's Terry Lindsay's James White, and then J.J. Mira is LeGarrette Blount.
It's a hell of an analogy.
He's a Patriots fan. Don't mind him. Well, shame on you for bringing up a Patriots analogy.
Well, I could have made LeGarrette Blount for your Lions if they only scored touchdowns.
Yeah.
No.
how did they get worked into this?
He mentioned it. It's his fault. It's Alex's fault.
Alex.
Alex, I think you're a very intelligent young man. Outstanding. Outstanding analogy. And why not go with the best? 954
says, Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
That's recent.
954, originally from Broward, Miami-Dade area. How do these teams over here match up with the powerhouse teams over there?
That's a good question.
That is a very good question.
Yep.
I would give the advantage to Broward. I would. After last year, Naples traveled to a Miami school, and they got they lost by double digits. But
really?
It's just the – I mean –
It's the Fort Lauderdale team, right, that has 15 pros in it?
Aquinas, yeah.
There's St. Thomas Aquinas. There's Miami Central. There's Miami Northwestern. Like, they've got teams over there. The top-end talent, just Miami teams, the really good Dade and Broward County teams will have – 4, 5, 6 guys going big time D1. The best teams over here, 2 or 3 of them, and that's that's a really good team on this coast. The depth over there, just it's a bigger area.
Yep.
Obviously, the teams are going to be bigger.
And the good thing is that most of the Miami teams are in Region 4, so if it gets to the point where we got a Southwest Florida team against a Miami or Broward team, we will see that. Mm-hmm. So what the debate might be... it might be changed, or it might be changing.
But one of these teams playing is St. Thomas Aquinas, is that possible?
It is, yes. Yep. If Naples, if any team gets out of 6A, it's guaranteed. If Fort Myers gets out of 6A, if Lehigh, Naples, all these teams that are in 6A, there's only, I think, one team that is from out of the area, and that's Largo. They're the 3 seed. So if any one of those teams gets out of 6A, they will play the winner of Region 4.
Where would they play that game?
I think it's
in Orlando. They play in the middle of the state, or they go over. They have to go to the East Coast.
State semifinal is a that is not up in Orlando. That'll be at one of the two. It'll be either over here or over there.
Okay.
Now, okay. So they play the district playoffs. What is this? A 2 or 3 week process? I mean, when are we playing the state finals here in Florida? The early December, is that how it works? After Thanksgiving,
state finals should be. It's an 8-team tournament.
Okay.
Or it's 8 teams in each region.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
December 8th is the state championship for 6A. So they'll all.
Okay.
Kind of be around that time.
Okay, the first week of December.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. Any final thoughts? Tomorrow night, what airtime and all that kind of stuff?
Pre-game at 6:30. Game at 7 o'clock. We got an hour to preview all the games in Southwest Florida. I'll be at FGCU tonight. Hopefully we don't turn the ball over 20 times.
I'll see you there.
Greg's going to go too.
Yeah, I'm going to the game. Excellent. Home opener.
Southeastern, that should be a W.
Yeah, I
where is Southeastern from?
It's an NAIA school, I think. Yeah.
Is
I don't
it
know.
In the state of Florida?
I don't know.
Did you watch the Illinois State game the other night?
I did not watch it. I was just hearing. I just wasn't hearing that the chemistry was there.
Well, 20 turnovers, that's a tough that's a tough number to overcome.
Got Michigan
it's a bad loss.
Michigan State on Sunday night, yeah.
Woo!
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I got to find out where Southeast is from. I'm just curious.
I think it's Lakeland.
Is it? All right.
I think.
You would know more than I. All right, yeah, I'll see you out there tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off. I'm looking forward to that. All right, that'll do it. Alex, thank you very much, man.
Thanks,
thank you.
Alex.
It's a pleasure to be on.
Great job all throughout the year, too. So thank you. That is Alex Martin for the Southwest Football High School Football Game of the Week here on 99.3 ESPN. Coming up, we've got the Obscure Sports Minute with Chris. Next hour, Marcus Grant joins us from the NFL Network. We're going to talk some fantasy football with him and Rick Hora, our sports business insider, on the way. And don't forget, you could be another lucky registrant to our Stream Song Resort Golf Package. We'll have details on how you could be a winner today. Mm-hmm. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
Craig and Pete have you covered on the main sports. Chris will get you covered on everything else. It's the Obscure Sports Minute.
The field was announced today for the Hero World Challenge.
All right.
Tiger Woods event in the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be the fourth consecutive year that it'll be held in the Bahamas. 16 of the top 23 players in the world, including Tiger Woods, will be at the event. Number one, Justin Rose will be there. Number two, Brooks Koepka, not there for some reason, but you got 3, 4, and 5 all going to be out there. Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, and Bryson DeChambeau among the 16 players announced earlier today. You got Ricky, Patrick Reed, John Rahm, Tommy Fleetwood, Alex Noren. That's the list of players I see. Jordan Spieth won't be there because he's getting married Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, good for him.
Got 9 games in the NHL tonight. Connor McDavid just across the alley. He is in Sunrise to take on the Panthers. Lightning at home. They're playing the Islanders. I don't know. Flyers host the Coyotes. Bruins are at home, Pete. They play Vancouver.
Yeah, they're like 60 games over 500 again. They whip Vancouver all the time at home. Usually.
Yeah.
It's about what I got for you. I could have gone women's soccer, but I figure you guys didn't want to hear about that.
Probably not.
By the way, we beat Portugal 1-0 earlier today.
Who's we?
U.S.
Oh, and what?
We
men, women.
No, women. The men are in club season right now.
Oh, okay.
Duh. No, I, okay. I don't know.
And then
that.
We have November camp for our men's national team coming up at the end of the month.
Now, what does that mean, a November camp?
It's a November camp. Like all the club,
we're practicing?
All the club teams stop what they're doing. It actually might be next week now that I'm thinking about it. They stop what they're doing. They put a pause on their season, and all the players go and play with their national team. Or if you're not good enough to have a national team, you rest.
Talking about practice.
Here's something obscure. Yeah. Randy Howe, 50-year-old, Las Vegas television sports reporter for KSNV.
Okay.
Accused of masturbating at a bar slot machine.
What happened?
8:30 this morning, and his excuse was he was scratching a bad rash.
Who said that?
this guy from Las Vegas on TV, Randall William Howe, goes by Randy Howe, and has been at Vegas NBC affiliate KSNV since 2008. Arrested this morning, Tuesday morning, at a Las Vegas bar, charged with one count each of indecent exposure and open and gross lewdness. And the crazy details, but basically said he was touching himself.
Spanks the monkey in front of all those people.
And said he had a bad rash. And it was a bad decision to scratch himself at the bar. That's what he said.
Listen to you two.
What's obscure?
Choking the chicken.
And I'm the one that got dumped earlier today. Our listeners have no idea what I'm talking about.
No clue. Nor will they ever. It's not a big deal. You guys aren't missing out on anything.
Oh, no. All right. Really don't know how to segue out of that one other than it's the top of the hour. We'll have some more headlines.
I was trying to make
today.
Chris laugh because he has an upset tummy.
Well, it's been 2 hours. Chris should be feeling better now. Are you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not back to 100,
yeah,
but
you're still down. You're still fighting it. I can feel you.
Yeah.
All right.
So
coming up,
I'm going to power through it though, guys.
I know you are. I know you are. You're pretty tough.
I'm a pro.
Now, what happens when you go home? Will you be able to rest? Because then you got to handle the kid.
I'm actually going to the in-laws tonight, doing steak and shrimp scampi.
You do that about once a week, I noticed.
Yeah.
Is it literally once a week? That's a thing?
Go to the in-laws?
Yeah,
about once a week.
Yeah?
I like to see the...
Don't eat a lot of pasta.
The grandkids and all. No, no carbs. Yeah. Except the bread crumbles that's on the shrimp scampi. Oh, it's
except for
delicious.
The beer.
No.
That's a carb.
Last time I had a beer was...
Last night.
No, Bama LSU. I didn't drink. I was too sore from playing football.
That's right.
I couldn't drink. I can't tell you the last time I've had a
that's
beer.
Why it's
Halloween. That's why you don't feel good today. You've got the shakes. You're going through withdrawal. It's been since Halloween. You haven't had a beer in 8 days. That's what's wrong with you.
I deserve a chip.
Yes.
Isn't there a 7-day chip you get?
I don't know. Is that part of the step nine?
I don't know.
Process? Get a little
Chris
chip?
Wants to reinvent AA.
Unbelievable.
You got to fix that tonight.
Turn in my life. No.
You're not having a beer?
Uh-uh.
How long are you going to pretend to do this?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it until this very moment.
So you didn't go out to try and not have beer for some health reasons. You just circumstance happened. You haven't had a beer in 7 days.
Just didn't happen.
Because I know Pete's cutting
8 days.
Pete is physically cutting out carbs out of his diet. Yep. You just accidentally went 8 days without beer.
Lifestyle, Craig.
No. That's
it's
accidental.
A lifestyle choice.
I don't think it
I'll
is
teach
a choice.
You about it.
I don't think it is a choice.
I didn't
think
run today though.
No, I figured probably
it's
not.
Been a while since I've run.
You notice I quit asking.
I'm going to be honest with everybody right now.
What did I say? I say you would make 3 days, and I think that's about what you did.
I think I did three
right.
games.
I think, you
three days.
I think you got up to do the fourth day. Or no, you took rest on the fourth day.
I rested on the fourth to play. Well, I played football on the fifth day.
Okay. Yeah. And then the sixth day, you actually got ready to run and bagged it. Something happened.
No, I couldn't get out of bed the sixth day.
All right, we're late. It's your fault. All right,
your
coming
fault.
Up, headlines of the day, and Marcus Grant talking fantasy football later on. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.